You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio in association with eChicago, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Bruce Hodes, president and founder of CMI, that is dedicated to helping companies grow. The focus of his work and the company is developing work teams, business leaders, and executives into powerful performers. Bruce has 30 years of experience working extensively with privately held companies from $5 to $100 million in size. He is also an expert in small business advising and family business coaching. Bruce is the author of Frontline Heroes, Battling the Business Tsunami with Performance-Oriented Cultures. And Bruce, it certainly is a privilege to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So for those listeners who missed our interview in April of last year, tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and what is it that you do?
Yeah, I think you really covered it. We're really a great catalyst for company 5 million to 100 million privately held who are plateaued and want to grow. And so we have a host of tools and techniques that we come and work with the company, from strategic planning to, once you got the plan, how do you implement the plan? And we use Keylink for that. We also ensure that the company has a high performance leadership team. You find that really critical element for the success of the company. I'm in Oak Park, Illinois, and we have projects all over in Ecuador and certainly around the United States, and certainly I love to focus in the Midwest.
Well, how do you ensure that the strategic plan is implemented with those that you're working with?
Yeah, and that's really, for anybody who plans, that really becomes the issue, is you spend time and effort coming up with what the agenda is for the next 3 years, and then how do you ensure that the employees and yourself are really focused on the key initiatives? Most strategies are not implemented, and a big issue. So we use the Keen methodology, and part of that is a software tool, but it's really a whole philosophy on making sure that all the employees are lined up and focused on doing the corporate initiatives and supporting the corporate initiatives. We're also great believers in employee initiative and engagement. And so this tool makes sure that managers and employees are talking at least monthly on the employee's progress on the goals, and that coaching and support is being offered so that the employee can make good on what they've said they want to get done in the year that tracks to the corporate initiatives.
And what would be the performance agreement, and what is the role of a progress meeting, if you could get into that?
Yeah, so a performance agreement, so let's say you're my manager. It could be a scary thought for you, but and that my performance agreement is my looking at what I want to get done and saying, okay, here are my accountabilities of what you can count on me for. This is really my 5 to 8 things that the organization can count on me for. They're my day-to-day activities. Then there are goals. Goals are the clear, measurable results. You and I go through at the beginning of the year a process, and my manager and I'm your employee, in which we align on what my accountabilities are in the organization and what my goals are going to be for this year in the organization. Once we align, and that's what gets documented by using the software, then you and I have a performance agreement. At that point, you and I will meet monthly or every 2 months, and review where we are in terms of my performance agreement, and I will score myself on how I'm doing, and you will score myself, me on how I'm doing, and we'll do a gap analysis in terms of where we see my performance and my progress on my goals. That's called a progress meeting. And it's also a great opportunity for you to give me feedback on how I'm doing and for you to give me feedback. Another aspect of this program that I really like is that the values of the organization and the behavioral tenets are also reviewed. And it's a great way for us to make the values alive and relevant. And in most scenarios in a company, the values just are at best on the wall and at best talked about from time to time, but they aren't really relevant. And the Keen methodology and Keen Link really makes the values alive in a way that I've never seen them before. It's good.
Certainly appreciate your breaking that down for us today. We are joined by Bruce Hodes, the president and founder of CMI. He's also the author of Frontline Heroes, Battling the Business Tsunami with Performance-Oriented Cultures, here on Enterprise Radio in association with East Chicago, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bruce, why is it critical to drive mediocrity out of the business, and is this something that you really control?
Yeah, we talk about this in the book regarding driving out C players. And C players are people who are mediocre, that are marginal at best. And if they how do you tell a C player? If they tell you that they're leaving the organization, you go, yes, because you're clear that you can do better outside. And why it's critical to drive mediocrity out of your company is you control that. I mean, one of the things that owners and CEOs and executives, you control who is in your company. You don't control and who's staying in your company. You don't control what the economy does. You don't control directly what your competition does or what your customers will do. But you control who plays in the sandbox, and that's really critical. This way of seeing it in terms of really a leadership group, a company's leadership group is really aligned on having the mediocrity work for somebody else and so that they are only left with great employees and that they only have high standards for their employees. This insight has made a huge difference with our clients and their performance.
And I can certainly understand that for sure. Now, have you ever seen or have you seen open book management impact and focus a business?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen it make a huge difference. And what it does is it makes everybody the owner or think like an owner. And so what you do is you make the financial numbers relevant to the employees. And if the company does well, the employees will do well. And you create ways for the employee to really see how their actions are monetarily impacting the company. And so they take an interest in how the company is doing, and that's very different than just doing their jobs. It's interesting. Employees, you know, manage their households, and they manage complex things and relationships and putting kids through college. And then they come to work, and at some point they're very trivialized, and we don't really engage them in ways that we could be engaging them. And so open book management is really about making sure everybody knows the financials, understands the financials, and knows how they're impacting the financial. And then can impact the financials in a useful way. And if the company does well, we all do well.
The CEO has two jobs, and what would those jobs be? And where is it that the CEO seems to get stuck in fulfilling these two roles?
So from my view, the CEO has two roles. One role is to be looking out 5 years and to be making sure that the company has the technology, is positioned in the marketplace to be successful over the next 3 to 5 years. And as they, as the CEO sees gaps in that, he's working with the leadership group to make sure that whatever is missing, they're providing so that, that the company has a healthy and viable future. That's one role. And then the other role is to make sure that he, on his leadership team, he had the right people on the right seat to the bus, that the key employees and the key manager and the key executives are the right people. And so he had to be accountable for ensuring that they're the right people, that they have the right knowledge, and that they're able to perform. And if he's fulfilling on those two jobs, that we've got what it takes to thrive in the next 3 years, and we've got the right people in the right places of the bus, then he is fulfilling his role, and his company will be successful.
Certainly has been good to have had you back covering this topic. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about CMI online and also where they could pick up the book, Frontline Heroes.
Yeah, certainly on our website, cmiteamwork.com, we have a whole section. You can get the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble by just going to those sites. We'd love to sell you the book, but certainly it's out and about. It's also on Kindle in various aspects. How you find out about us is our website. That's the best place. And you can sign up for our newsletter there and our blog there and Twitter and all that stuff.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yeah, only have the best people working in your company. Don't put up with mediocrity. Don't put up, have high standards. Because, again, surrounding yourself with people who are better than you, and people, this is not a secret. Successful people will say that. It's a critical, critical piece. And I encourage you to do it and have the standard.
Well, that is very well said, and the best point made here, if there's a takeaway, that certainly should be it. No mediocrity should be in the workplace. Bruce, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here again on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you for having me. It's been a privilege.
Always our privilege on this end. We've been speaking with Bruce Hodes, the president and founder of CMI and also the author of Frontline Heroes, Battling the Business Tsunami with Performance-Oriented Cultures. And once again, the website of reference is cmiteamwork.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.